I'd like it if we could hear from the gate guards first, just so we can get some insight from them really quickly, if they'd like to speak, introduce themselves, and then we'll start with each individual as well.
Can I make a request? Can we not speak from the seats? Can we speak
sure.
from up here?
Yeah, or they can stand and yeah, that
or
way.
Or just stand
all,
so
yeah.
we can.
So people
we
don't
can
have
all
to turn
hear.
Around.
But also people can hear.
Yeah. All right. So who would like to go first?
Hi, Denise.
Of course.
Hi, I'm sorry I was late. The gate was stuck and I couldn't get through. Which was very funny because I very rarely approach the gate. I usually park in the back and walk across. But the one day I approach the gate, it doesn't go up. So.
But by the way, hold on a second. Denise last time brought us the best chocolate chip cookies in the world. She baked them herself, a big tray of chocolate chip cookies. They're some of the best chocolate chip cookies I've ever had.
Me too.
Thank you, Denise.
Me too.
All right.
Thank you. For many of you who may not know, I don't think there's anyone in here that doesn't know Denise. Denise is one of our full-time gate guards. The face that you see in the mornings always, and truly, I think, the heartbeat of our department. So, Denise,
thank you.
I
just want to thank the mayor and the board for the outstanding renovations that they have done so far and are continuing to do on the building. It certainly is safer for us to be in there, not just with the bulletproof glass, but just being off the road. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in that booth and a truck or a trailer come by and kind of scoot to the other side if you're going to take a little piece of it. Miraculously enough, when the booth came down and I looked at that platform, I could not believe that this building that we've sat in for many years, not me, just me, but people prior to me, was just on little pieces of wood that was like two by two boards. And I couldn't believe that this structure just held for all those years. So it definitely is safer to be in the building, having the heat, of course, and the air. Having the bulletproof glass is very good. I love sitting up high. I can see right out onto 17 with the trees loose, not having leaves on them right now. I can clearly see to the train station, and I can even see beyond the wall a little bit of St. Mary's to the left. So you really do get a nice big view, especially to the side of the building, where in the booth we just had the one glass in the front and then the window on the side. We couldn't see anybody coming from behind. We couldn't see anybody coming from the little walkway next to the station to cut through from Nursery Road onto Tuxedo Road. You couldn't see really too many hikers coming. If they were coming from Park Avenue, you'd see for a little bit and then you'd lose sight. So this, having all this light and all of this windows, you know, really is very nice and clear to see. So it really, from my own opinion, I know I've spoken to a couple of the other gate guards. They really like staying in the building that we're in currently. You know, they feel safer, and it's just a lot more space for the amount of, you know, things that we do as far as having monitors. You can see, you know, we have right now, we just have the one monitor for the South Gate. But, you know, I'm hoping that we can maybe get some cameras around the main gate so that we can at least have a visual effect for those that we do instruct cars to turn around. Right now, if they go and turn around at the church because there's too much of a line for them safely to back up, it's really on an honor system. You send them and you kind of look and hope you see them come right back out again. But to have a camera where we can at least point in that direction, we can at least see them turn around if they continue past the St. Mary's lot or even go up Fox Hill Road, we can at least advise the officer that they disregarded our instructions and they continued on up the roadway. Especially, you know, we're getting into the nice weather now, you're going to have golf opening up, GPS is going to send them to the main gate to go to the golf course. They're going to want to cut through. So, you know, to have a couple of extra cameras that would just give us the ability to monitor beyond the main gate a little bit in back of the building, that would be, you know, my only request, so that we can continue with the security that we've been able to provide all along. So,
thank you so much.
But I thank you, you know, for asking our input, and thank you for the work that's been done so far.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we ask a question first?
Oh, actually, you can. I think that's important. That if you'll have any questions for the gate guards, okay, that would be great. Yeah. Why don't we listen to the other one, and then you'll have both of them, okay, and then that way you could ask both.
My name is Mike Nolan. I work primarily on the weekends, on Sunday. If anybody passes through on Sunday, I'm usually there. I too am thankful for the improvements made inside the keep. The white folding table that we used to have, that was very low to the ground. Was unsatisfactory. So the new situation that we have now with the raised platform and the ability to see much better, I really like that. Chairs are comfortable. I do feel secure. I have an appreciation for John being in the building. I do like the security. I do miss personally the interaction with some of the people, you know, being able to see them face to face. Speaker system is a little fuzzy now and then, but you can get the point across. And I just, you know, it's a good situation for now. You know, it's a good situation. I enjoy it. Enjoyed, so I'd like to thank you guys for that.
Thank you. So if anyone has questions for Mike or Denise, I think that it would be great and helpful for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to ask on just what you alluded to, that speaker system, if you're a passenger in a limo or something, it's very awkward. I mean, it's dark. We're not sure what you can see. The driver has to talk. I have to talk, and we're yelling across to the speaker. Does that work for you? It doesn't work for the passenger, it seems. I just wonder if, what could be done to enhance that?
Well, the speaker system right now that is there, I have been told it was put in by Ketchum Fencing. And I have been told by Pian Alarm, who has come regarding, because of the complaints that we've had with the speaker and the static, the background noise. I have been told that one of the wires that is connected to that system is a general thermostat line, and it is not the proper line for that unit. The proper line for that unit is sold separately, and it is very expensive, and therefore these companies do not keep stock on it. So they try to go with the cheaper way out, and if there is a need to purchase the proper wiring, then they will do that separately. There is a bit of a problem, especially during the day, with a lot of the commercial trucks, because they do come up, and because the system is so sensitive right now, they have to turn off their trucks to speak. It would be nice, of course, to have the dual system where you have the low one for the, you know, for the average car, and then have the upper system for the trucks. But again, most vehicles would have to turn off because the system is too sensitive. And the same happens out at the South Gate. If a truck pulls up, their engine is leveled to the speaker system, and therefore it seems to take over, you know, whatever they're trying to say. So we do have some problems with the trains, with the church bells, and, you know, again, with the trucks and all that pass through with the speaker system right now. I don't know if that's something that's permanent. I don't know if it's something that's, you know, they have brought in different models. One had a video where it had a little camera right in the monitor system so that we would be able to see who's in the vehicle, but, you know, obviously they don't see us. I agree with Mike, the interaction with many of the residents, you know, that is a downside to it. Depending on the newer models, if, you know, if they're going to be big enough, they're going to be safe enough, I'll go back into the booth. But, you know, right now, the way the setup is right now, really is safe to sit there and, you know, monitor. And then, too, having just the view, being able to see everything all around you. But the microphone system right now is, it's a bit of a challenge.
Hi.
Yes. How do you deal with, I mean, with people, contractors, or landscapers, or things are bringing in, a lot of times you have to see certificates if the soil's okay, or permits, or whatever to do. And so when you were, you know, how do you deal with being able to do that, particularly if there's a long line of people in the morning, and working through that given with the current system?
Most of the soils in the beginning, it was a problem because they weren't aware that everything had to be tested and approved prior. Most of the soil right now comes from ORI, which is organic recycling, out of Goshen, or I believe they have a place in Rockland County as well. So most of the soil, even though it may be carted by a closer facility, it's originally coming from there. But they do, they come up to the gate and they give us a copy of the receipt. You know, sometimes we can keep them, sometimes we have to make our own copies. And then, provided they're on that list of people who have already submitted their proper paperwork to John and have been approved to bring in the soil, they can go ahead, you know, up to the job site. If not, then they're refused.
But if there's a long line, they have to...
They'll have to go around and turn around at the church and then come out and park off to the side and, you know, walk over to the door with the receipt and so that we can make a copy. It's certainly a delay for them. It's a delay for those that are in line, waiting for all of this information to transpire. And, but, you know, right now we try to keep it moving as quickly as we can and, you know, get everybody in within a timely fashion, especially in the morning. There's school that, you know, people have to go to school and school faculty members have to get in. We try to keep it, you know, moving along. But if they're not on the list, then I notify John to let them know I have a delivery of soil or fill that's not on the list, approved list. And then, you know, then he usually addresses it then at that time. They either come back a little bit later when he's available. Sometimes these people arrive at 8:15 in the morning. But, you know, as far as seeing, I don't step up into the truck, obviously, to see exactly what they're carrying. It's really, you know, it has to go at one point on the honor system. If there is some subject of iffiness, then I'll see if I can go around it a different way and get a little bit more information. But for the most part, they have the soil, they come to the gate, you know, they come to the door to get a receipt.
Well, logistics are very important, you know, for this project all around. So piggybacking a little bit on Chris's, you know, point. With GPS now, everybody using GPS, but we know it's not accurate. How much do you find yourself handing out physically directions like you did in the past? And then
not,
I also have another part to the question. But
not,
you can
that
that
much.
Okay.
Not that much. There are, obviously, if you're right there at the window, they'll say, can I have directions to the school, you know,
right,
or to the club? But when
they
feel
have
they
out.
Have to get out of their car and come to the door, then, you know, I'll just follow my GPS. As far as during the day when I'm working, the 8 to 4 shift, there's really not too many. You will get the delivery guys, but sometimes there's a problem with the language.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a language barrier, and they would rather follow their GPS than get the directions. So I just wonder if the GPS is taking them because we've all had to use it at one point, and you've circled an area 3 times and said, oh my gosh, why'd you send me all the way around here again and again? So I'm just wondering how many times they actually circle. You know, it doesn't take them directly to the point as printed directions would, but it may take them up and around Tower Hill and back down onto Clubhouse. And
now, I know in the past that people who did not have tags, okay, on the car, you would manually, I think, make a note of the license plate. Is
we
that
still do.
Okay, that was my question.
We still do.
That process is still
400 times a day.
Zoni was saying
okay.
is that 400
times
a day.
And I just wanted to know. Okay.
And we will be looking into having that not happen. It will be done automatically with cameras on your license plates, which will then give us all sorts of information about the vehicles that's being implemented. across the country. They're tag readers. So we'll know when a tag's coming in, if you're wanted for an arrest, if you have outstanding tickets. The tag, it's a real safety measure that they now do on tags, so we're looking into that. And that'll keep them, and then it'll log in and tell us how many cars, et cetera, everything. So we're looking into that.
Well, some privacy issues there, I bet.
Well, it's a police department.
Yeah,
so,
privacy is privacy.
So, any other questions for the gate guards? All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate all you do.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I am also in favor of the, I think somebody mentioned about a gate on the outgoing lane.
Yes.
Since the boost has come down, I counted with 4 cars that, for whatever reason, the gate's still there, to come in, have gone on the outgoing lane to get around the booth. I mean, to get around the gate, to go in, to oncoming traffic. 4.
Oof.
It only takes one, you know, and it's pretty scary when it happens.
We've had that during the day.
I'd definitely be in favor of that.
You know, in the beginning, when you had the cones all set up and the scaffolding with the roof, you know, and then the gate traffic arm being down, you know, you can logically see where some people, especially those traveling from out of town, a couple of times it was this poor elderly lady that was just trying to get to the club to have a lunch with a friend. And, you know, but she was just kind of confused because she'd seen the scaffolding around the building for the roof. She's seen the gate down. She's seen all the cones set up. She really, you know, she was in tears, and I really thought the lane was closed, and that's why I went the other way. So, you know, but since then, that has certainly, you know, I haven't seen it as much during the day.
I think Mr. Tavani had a question for you, Denise.
Pretty much answered.
Okay, great. All right, so we will now take, like I said, if you have, you know, to give us your opinions, et cetera, if you could stand, give your name and address. If you could make it to where some people may have to turn backwards, and so, you know, use your judgment of if you need to come a little bit closer or how you want to do. So we are opening it up.